Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. Something else now that might have shaped you, or you can go straight onto the influencing, wherever you want to go in shaking your tree.
Okay, shaking the tree. So the next thing, I've got great work ethics. I believe I have, anyhow. It would just say the thing that shaped me is having good work ethics. And I learned it from the parents, like all their parents. They went to work, not necessarily have the best job or the best paid job, but it was a must to go to work, get up and go to work and not, you know, lounge about and benefit nonsense and all this thing. You know, go out and sort of, you know, be proud to go to work and be proud that you're part of the establishment and be proud that you're trying to improve your life. So, you know, work ethics for me from my family is probably one of the other important things. You know what I mean?
And was that instilled by your mum and dad particularly?
Yeah, I mean my dad would just be working in a factory, but he'd be up 6 days a week, goes to work. You know, it don't matter. They didn't seem to get flu then. They just went to work. That was it. That's what you done. And, I love that about anybody that goes to work. I don't mind if you're a road sweeper or a crook in suit like a bank manager. You know what I mean? But, you know, as long as you go to work and do the best you can do, then I admire them people. And, you know, so definitely that shaped me was my family stroke parents background of you have to go to work. That's what we do. You know what I mean? There's no substitute for it. That's what you do. I remember them days, it was embarrassing not to have a job, you know, for older people or even younger people. You know, now maybe it's embarrassing to have a job for them now, but that's how it was.
Yes. Great shapeage so far. Any other things that shaped you?
Many things. I mean, I started boxing when I was 15, I think, and that changed massively for me because it makes you more respectful to people, it makes you more disciplined, it makes you follow the rules, and it also makes you stand up for yourself, of course. So a big change in my life or that shaped me was undoubtedly boxing. I boxed from 15 to 21, come out with an head injury, And that was, you know, probably the best years of my life. That's all I ever wanted to be was a boxer. And it was looking good at the time until, but it's all someone out there better than you, isn't it? So that's a problem. But, you know, I got beat against London versus Wales. Can't remember what year it was.
Well, it was a proper sort of London versus Wales. Sounds like an epic fixture fight.
You know, for me, it was a big achievement to get a London. Yeah, yeah. It was a big competition that was on. It was like, this was on before the... They was picking the not. I was never going to be an Olympic boxer, but it was about who was going to go to the Olympics in for London.
And, wow! I
stepped in. Some clever guy pulled out because if he'd got knocked out, he wouldn't have been picked for the Olympics. So a very clever move, and they put me in well above my class, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
But you know, I had two or three other London fests anyhow, but the boxing definitely changed me. That's all I ever wanted to be was a boxer, and I was convinced that's what I was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I was up with Mancini. I don't know if you know the Mancini brothers in boxing. They was like the promoters, wow, trainers, and Terry Spinks, and you know, all for signing up. And then, you know, they checked my medical amateur background, wound up in hospital for a week with a leaking blood vessels, and you know, all of a sudden you they don't want to know. So
a lucky escape then, if that was what was happening to you, so you got out at the right time.
Well, yeah, some people tell me, you know, but if I had the choice again, boxer or plumber, I'd be boxer.
Wow.
But, you know, it's a very short-lived career, and people say it was a blessing in disguise. And then I just devoted all my time to work. It was like, I've lost that, let's do this.
Great.
So boxing was another big shaping up thing for me. I suppose the other thing we have to say, you know, you come from council estate, I know everybody waffles on about them, but before council estates, you used to just have private accommodation where we was renting, no bathroom, outside toilet. And I think, you know, where you come from that type of life or from a horrible council estate, you know, I hate council estates. I think they should bomb them all down and knock them all down tomorrow. That's my view on them, anyway. You know, they just breed sort of, you know, unhappiness and people congregating and, you know, being left out of society. You know what I mean? It's just not, you know, you put in an high-rising block of flats and you're forgotten. Not that we was in an high-rising block, but so living and being brought up on a council estate, I think, is a massive wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know, and often people say to me, oh, you know, Charlie, you fucking don't remember where you come from. Well, I do remember where I've come from, and that's why I work so hard, because I don't want to go back there. You know, I'm not going to say I'm proud from coming from the council estate. I'm not going to say, you know, oh, it's the best thing. You know, it was a terrible time living on there. You had all these, like, oddballs on there that, like, should be in mental home and locked up.
Yeah.
You know, you had a lot of unhappiness on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, like most people, I mean, I presume it's most people, you can't wait to get off there.
Yeah.
I was on there, and I think I left there at 19 or 18 or 19. I'd left home at 16, but unfortunately was still on that estate. And then I got married, I think it was 19, and rented a place up the Old Kent Road up there. And, you know, but it was a dream to get off of that council estate. That's what I'm trying to make my point is. It was just, I could not wait to get off it.
And it sounds like a great Monopoly board. Your career's been a sort of trail around the Monopoly board. You've mentioned the Old Kent Road, Belgravia's in there.
Yeah. But what a relief to get off it. And I still know people now that are still on there that I was on there. I mean, most of them are dead, but they're still on there. And they got no intention of coming off there. They're upset in a box, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're fine with it. And again, if it suits you, but, you know, it's just not a good way of living, you know what I mean? It's just not a good way of living. It's all that congregating and, you know, less like you're fighting against the other, you know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know, I should imagine council estates are 100 times worse now than my time, I would think.
A hard-working escape, but all of your own graft to get you out there to somewhere different. And that's a great series of shapages. And now, if you like, we're on to three things that inspire you. If there's any overlap, that's fine. So we've done the four shapages. What three things inspire you, Charlie Mullins?
Okay, the three things that inspire me is just going back to that shape thing again. Low expectation when you're at school, you ain't going nowhere. Teacher's not interested in your career teacher. He was like, you know, what are you going to do then? I said, I'm going to be a plumber. And like, that was the end of the conversation. He was like, oh, he's a wrong one. Don't talk to him, everybody. You know what I mean? He ain't right. And he said, well, you know, I suppose if you can get a job as a plumber. And I'm thinking, God, I thought I had a right result getting an apprenticeship. But he looked at it as if to say, oh, he's going down the wrong road. They give you no hope. They've got, you weren't going nowhere if you're at school. If you weren't one of them, like, you know, like busybodies up the front, like answering all the questions and, you know, they didn't want to know you. So the fact that people are knocking you when you're at school, a great inspiration.
Yeah, lovely answer. By the way, my son left the house earlier on today and he knew I was going to be talking to you. And he said, can you ask him if you got any O-levels? Or because he was just interested in that question. So when you left school, as we're talking about it.
No, not at all. I mean, no, I don't even know if they'd done them then, did they? I really don't know. They'd done some exam things. I don't know what they were, but no, I haven't got any. You know, I left school with no qualifications, a little bit of education, which is okay. And I left at 15 and, you know, I look back now and I realise, you know, so much that was a bad mistake. You know what I mean? I should have left at 14, you know what I mean? There's no point in being there if you know
where. Yeah.
You know, I knew what I was going to do. I knew where I was heading.
Yeah.
I didn't know it'd be this good. So what is the point of sitting there, you know, talking about logarithms and, I don't know, a bit of Latin or something, you know what I mean? And, or like Bible bashing or something, you know what I mean?
It's not like Monty Python had it right. You can't talk to a dead Roman anyway. So.
Yeah. So anyhow, I just feel that the fact that teachers at school and a few other busybodies, you ain't going nowhere. I think that's a great inspiration for people with just really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is great. And anything else about inspiration before we go on to the two squirrels?
Oh, just the other thing, I think, you know, coming from what I believe is, you know, working class family, and you've got all these snooty people that don't think you're going to go nowhere, or don't think you've got anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, the people look down to this class distinction nonsense. You know, I mean, how you talk, how you look, what you wear. You know, it's so wrong because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people that look down on you, you know, they you know, ain't got an ounce of common sense. You know, they ain't got two bob anyhow. They make out of money, got mum and dad's money. You know what I mean? They never earned a pound in their life. And yet they look down on you. But it's turning out there now. People are starting to realise that, you know, you don't need to have... You don't need university. You don't need brains to make lots of money. You know what I mean? You don't need brains. You just need drive, willpower, enthusiasm, get up and go. You know what I mean? I mean, if I had brains, I'd be dangerous, Chris.
That's a great reincorporation. Drive, willpower, get up and go.
You know, the opportunity when you get a job, the change it makes in a person. You know, you don't think it does. I mean, as soon as you get a job, you become, well, hold up, I've got to shape up here kind of thing. You know, I've got to turn up on time. I've got to do. And so many people talk to me now and they say, look, I can only, this is what I'm good at and this is what I want to do, but I can only get a job at this. I said, just take it. Don't matter what the job is to start with. You know what I mean? No one stays.
Yeah, whatever you do, put your whole self in. That's the philosophy that I relate to as well.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You often read so many times that the guy who owns this company now, he was the tea boy or he was the apprentice or, you know, the guy that's got this massive, like, stores. I can't think of the fella, real wealthy guy, billionaire, done a TV show with him. And Chris, something his name is. And he's got all these range stores. I think he's just taken over Home Care or something. Sainsbury's one that shut down.
Anyhow, a Home Base, that would be.
That's it, Home Base. And, you know, he's out there bussing the fella, billionaire, and you know, not great at school and all that, just went out there and got on with it. And, you know, and I just feel that opportunities out there for people. You know, you don't need brains to be successful. That's what
you need, common sense. Lovely. And now we're up to two things that are your squirrels, you know, borrow from the film Up, which squirrels, you think you can see, but no, what never fails to grab your attention, squirrels, irrespective of anything else that's going on for you.
I really think that grabs me is when a youngster's talking about work, you know what I mean, or got his career ahead of him, or thinking of doing this or thinking of doing that, you know what I mean, or sort of, you know, they're setting out and they're just trying to see, basically they know who you are and they're going like, you know, I'm thinking of doing this, I'm thinking of doing that, I've just started here, just, you know, they can't see the end result, they can't see what it can lead to. And I think just when I see people struggling with that, I want to tell them what you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's hard to just go up and say, look, I've done this and I've done that. But when people say to me now, I'm going to do I'm doing an apprenticeship, I go, you're on a winner. You know what I mean? Well, that's it. If you want to be a millionaire, be an apprentice plumber. That's what I would tell somebody.
Yeah.
And so when I see people talking about getting just anybody in work, if I'm probably being honest, I mean, I like the idea of the youngsters because, you know, they need that guidance to know where they can get to, if kind of thing, because you know, it's pretty grim out there, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're being guided the wrong way by the wrong people. You know, you got Labour, you know, telling people do this, don't do this. You know, they're nonsense, and they're penalising successful people where they should be saying to youngsters, you know, get a job, build a business up, you know, become an entrepreneur, get people into work, you know, do training schemes. You know, that's what we should be inspiring. So, you know, I like to, probably anybody that's going into work and wants to talk about work, I'm happy to hear it. You know what I mean? I'm just pleased when people are pleased to say, I've got a job, you know, ain't the best of job, but, you know, I'm sure I can progress from here. And you see them people in a year later, they're a different person. They're like, boom, up and running, buying their house.
Enjoying other people's entrepreneurial success is a great squirrel. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the ones that, you know, give it large and they've never really done it, but they, you know, they've got mum and dad's money kind of
thing. It's got to be hard graft, honest hard graft.
Yeah, I like the, you know, a sort of saying that, you know, it weren't laid on the plate and, you know, do the best I can do, and that's all you can do out there. I like people to go to work, Chris, really. I know it sounds, I'm a bit of an oddball. I don't even get locked up for it, but, you know, I think anyone that goes to work is great. Anybody, oh, I have to word it carefully because you get all the fucking busybodies on you, but, you know, anybody that's generally has got to be on benefits, disabilities or caring for someone or, you know, generally sort of mental sort of issues, then they need all the help they can get and probably even more help. I'm just against the people that should not be on benefits and can go to work and won't go to work. You know, they're the people I don't like, but, you know.
That should be a really good answer to a sort of negative squirrel. You just don't like people who want to freeload and have the easy ride with no work.
Yeah, well, in Ponces, we call them from where I come from, but yeah. I'm sorry, but you are.
That's all right. No, you're here to tell it how it is. That's the whole point. Yeah. And yeah, now, the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you, Charlie Mullins, a serial entrepreneur, that we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
I think a lot of people I meet are very surprised when I tell them I have this OBE.
2014, I've done my research. That's when you got your OBE.
When you say you got an OBE, you know, it comes out in conversation, you know, and you go, well, oh, what are you going to have? Well, plumbing services, apprentices, all the bits. And they really struggle to get the red brand, you know what I mean? And they start coming up with this nonsense. Oh, you must have bought it. You must have bought it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, if you could buy them, I would have bought a Knighthood, wouldn't I? Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm over the moon with that. And I'm very, very family orientated. I don't think you'd work that one out when you know, the grandkids there and kids, you know, when your daughters and that are saying, oh, you know, you can't take the kids out because, you know, you'll lose one or you buy them this and they give them chocolate. I'm that one that they talk about that does that for them. You know, I buy weeks of ice cream. If they're out and about with me, they have a good time. They don't want to go home, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great, Charlie. That's a great cool fact. If you go out with me, you don't want to go home. That's a wonderful, wonderful fact. Great. Yeah. Charlie, we've shaken your tree. Hurrah. And now we're staying in your clearing, which is Marbella or Dubai, you know, wherever you can fix the world from, wherever you're in the sunshine. And now we're going to talk about staying in the clearing, but we're away from the tree, talking about alchemy and gold now. When you're at purpose and in flow in your life, what are you absolutely happiest doing is what this is about. So when are you at your happiest?
I'm happiest when you know, I'm travelling. I love Dubai, I love Marbella. You know what I mean? To me, that's like the reward of working hard.
Yeah. And are you always going on your own or do you always go with an entourage, you know, your immediate family around you?
I'll be with my wife, girlfriend or partner or both at the same time. All right.
That's an unusual fact we didn't know.
No, don't worry. That's well documented and it's cost me a fortune. That's No, look, I don't travel on my own, but, you know, I might go to Dubai and, you know, 10 of my family would be out there, so it's all lovely to meet up. And I come to Marbella and some of them have place out here and some are coming out and I speak to my grandson today and, you know, I spoke to him for a while, so I knew he wanted something. He said, oh, I was thinking, when we're coming out to Spain again, him, his wife, Lily and Ivy. And I said, just come out whenever you want, Charlie, you know, so... You know, I think I love the travelling and if people that are related or I know, you also meet up out there. I think that's just wonderful, you know what I mean?
Do you have a big plot where you've got lots of spare rooms so people can invade from the family?
You know, it's big enough for family to come, but, you know, if not, then, you know, I'd rent them one up the road or something. But they never have a problem with that. But, yeah, they can't all stay here at once, but, you know, they tend to come different times and... Yeah, it's big enough for that. It's just a villa and a four-bedroom villa, you know what I mean? So that's what I love. I love when they come out here or meet up abroad and they enjoy what I would say, you know, is why you go to work, to get good things and enjoy them. And yeah, it's lovely that they come out.
Yeah. So alchemy and gold now, your purpose is about enjoying the fruits of your hard work and your labour. And the work's not over yet because you're still playing it forward. You're still contributing. You're still being an entrepreneur. I'm going to award you with a cake now, Charlie. Woohoo! So first of all, do you like cake?
Yes.
So given a choice, it's a metaphorical cake. I may even send you the real cake, but what type of cake do you want, Charlie?
Strawberry tart.
Thank you. A strawberry tart shall be yours. Now you get to put a cherry on the cake with stuff like, what's a favourite quote that's always given you sucker and pulled you towards your future? So something that someone said to you and you thought, boom, I'll have that.
The man who never made a mistake never made nothing. So I use that term a lot. you know, because I've made many mistakes and people get on your case. And, you know, a man who never made a mistake never made nothing. So I'm happy to make mistakes because you learn from them and it means that you're going forward. So I love that saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Lovely. And now, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given by somebody else, Charlie?
Okay, I've got this one spot on. I've been saying this for the last probably 55, 60 years. This plumber, Bill Ellis, many years ago, said to me when I was bunking off school, working as plumbing, he said that if you get an apprenticeship with a trade, you'll never be out of work and you'll earn loads of money. And I say that to people now, you know, 55 years ago, it was probably harder. You say it to someone now, it's more meaningful now than ever.
Yeah.
Get an apprenticeship, get a trade, or just an apprenticeship. You'll never be out of work. You'll earn loads of money. And I just feel that was given to me all them years ago. And probably without that bit of advice, God knows. You know what I mean? In other words, I probably didn't even believe it at the time when I said it. You know, how can you predict that you'll earn loads of money, you'll never be out of work?
Yeah.
And this was a, qualified plumber then. And I've done all that now, and I've got to what it can lead to. And, you know, as I say to people now, and I like to say, I said, look, this is what's said to me when I was thinking of getting an apprenticeship. And I said, I'm saying it now with more confidence than anything. Yeah. And then that's up to you then, Chris, of whether you want to be a, rich plumber or just a plumber. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's up to you then. It's or whatever trade you take on. Once you've got that, the learning bit behind you, the 4 years, I think it was 4 years I've done. And, I think they cut it down now. But, once you've done that, you're set up, you're just set up for life. You know what I mean? I didn't quite take it on all them years ago because it weren't explained like that. But it was explained, you'll never be out of work, and you'll earn loads of money. And there was the both things, I think, that was what you needed. You had to be in work and you had to get money.
And it stood the test of time because here you are, living personification of that.
Yeah.
Lovely answer.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now, inspired by Shakespeare, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players, which is the seven ages of man's speech. It's about, man has seven ages, entrances, exits. So now we're going to talk about legacy. How, when all is said and done, Charlie Mullins, would you most like to be remembered?
Okay. I want to go back to the plumber. It was a young lad that had nothing and starting an apprenticeship in plumbing, bought second-hand van, bought second-hand tools. And then, as the years went by, built up this amazing business. So you've come from rock bottom, I think, to top of the tree. And, I'm sure there's many probably tradesmen that have done it, but I don't think there's many that have topped me at the moment. Do you know what I mean? I think I spoke to you once, Chris, that entrepreneur thing actually on stage. And I've realised the ultimate in business now, and everyone's different opinion and different agree, but to me, the ultimate in business, if you can start a business from nothing and cash it up at the other end, is there anything better than that? I mean, I've employed 400-500 people at a time. We've had 1,200, 1,500 apprentices over the years and a 50 million turnover. But to start, this business as a self-employed plumber and then sell it as the most recognised plumbing company in the world, we was, and it was definitely the best in London. And I just think, for me, that's what I'd want to be remembered as that.
And if I may, what's astonishing about you is you haven't just thought you've achieved that, drop the mic, good night. You're now going again, as I said at the very beginning, like a phoenix, you rise again to do We Fix London, to do the same thing, but better.
But better, yeah.
So what's your ambition with We Fix London? Because you've already had the legacy you've described and then you've not stopped.
Well, I'm looking for nothing out of it. I'm not on the payroll. And I've said that a couple of times and it still ain't changed. But it's like a boxer, you know, he wins a world title and then he drops a weight, I'll go, and then he wins another world title. You know, I ain't trying to say I've done it once, I can do it again. I think what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to do is, this is a great little system now, you know, rather than let it go by the wayside, you know, let someone else benefit from it.
Lovely.
You know, okay, that happens to be my family, but, you know, I'm sort of same with the apprenticeship thing. You know, I'd say to somebody, I've benefited from that apprenticeship thing. Now you need to benefit. And I think that's how I think with the business. We got a top business going. Many people want to run a lovely business. You know what I mean? That's a dream of theirs and make something of themselves. And I just think the opportunity is there again. Put it in the right box and let someone have a go at it. So it ain't about, I mean, I can't be, you know, I, as you said, I've done what I need to do. You know, I ain't going to get no more branding points for doing it again.
Tell you what, it comes full circle to you being like Rod Stewart, why he's keep going, because he loves singing. I think I don't say you love plumbing, but you love being an entrepreneur. So you just
I still love plumbing. I mean, Chris, if you give me a choice, like sit in an office or, you know, go and work and putting the plumbing in somewhere, I'd go into plumbing all day long. I mean, coming out of, away from plumbing was a nightmare, but, you know, I learned in life, you can't sort of be the captain of the ship and stoke the boiler, you know what I mean? You've got to have one other. And of course, the captain, you know, is more respected and gets better money. You know, I didn't set out to be a businessman. I was set out to be a plumber, and the rest is just, you know, some people are wired different, aren't they? I always say this to people, you don't need brains to be successful. That's probably the point I want to make to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I think brains can do you more harm than good because you think too much and work the wrong right. And, you know, you do. I mean, you know, Chris, I say to apprentices, like, you know, look, it's pretty straightforward. You do your apprenticeship, you know, you're qualified, you know your stuff. You turn up at a customer's house, you do the job, you collect the money. It ain't complicated, is it?
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that's what people need to realise, that, you know, it's just about getting out there and getting on with it and having that drive and enthusiasm. The other thing, Chris, I wish that I would have thought bigger years ago, you know what I mean? You know, we don't think big enough as an individual. We think, oh, maybe I'll do okay. Maybe I'll buy that house. Maybe I'll get this car. But I now realise the bigger you think, the higher you think, you know, the more you get nearer it. Do you know what I mean? If you know, all I want to be was a plumber. And for years, that was it. Then all of a sudden it came to me one day, I want to be more than a plumber. I want to have people working for me. And then I remember the time I come up with, I want to have 20 people working for me. And then as time goes on, I made a thing at the end, I want to turn over 50 mil and 500 people working for me. And I got to that. But I should have had, I want 5,000 people working for me. I want to turn over like a billion.
That's when you go, we fix global. As new, if you can fix the planet, we'll all be very grateful for that because it's a little bit effed, isn't it?
If I can fix the planet, I'm obviously doing anything. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, look, of course, the most important thing, Chris, to anybody in business is just give it your best shot and you know, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it, isn't it? You know?
Yes. And now, couple more moments to go. Where can we find out all about you? I'm going to just show up the WeFix London QR code. So if you're watching this is show us your QR code, please. So just give us the URL of WeFix London, Charlie, while people look at the QR code as well.
Yeah, I think it's WeFixLondon.co, I think, you know what I mean? I should know better, but
does it have .co, you know what I mean, on the back of it? That's lovely.
Oh, you know what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is you'll find it if you want to find it.
Your own personal website is Charlie Mullins OBE website.
Chris, can I just add this? Look, you know, this social media is a business, great, and you need all this IT and all that, you know. You can always buy brains, you know what I mean? You can't buy drive and enthusiasm. But yeah, look, if there's anyone listening there and I think I can give them a bit of advice that may be helpful, just email me something through and, you know, I'll give you my reply on what worked for me. But, you know, it's all about how much you put into it, how much you're going to get out of it.
Lovely. And the one final thing is there's something called Pass the Golden Baton, Please, which is a bit like that. They don't like it out by Mr. Manry. But now you've experienced this from within. Is there anyone else that you know of, Charlie, that you know would love being given a damn good listening to in this way that you'd like to pass the golden baton on to?
Yeah, I'm not thinking of a name. I'm just thinking there's various people I know out there that would can give a good story across and help many people. Alfie Best is one of them.
Alfie Best, okay.
You know, the gypsy billionaire. I mean, you know, me and him are drinking from the same teapot, as many things go. You know, get up, get out of there, and make it happen. And, you know, I would say he's probably, he's another one that left the UK because of, you know, the Labour nonsense of penalising successful people. Yeah, I'd go for Alfie Best. I mean, great, great inspiration, great story. Come from nothing, billionaire. And it all about get up and go, yeah. So let's pass it on to Alfie Best.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to furnish me with a warm introduction to Alfie Best. As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening To show, Charlie Mullins, and thank you for bearing with me as it took me months to finally get the plumber of awesomeness to turn up. I'm only joking. But was there anything else you'd like to say, Charlie, having had this experience?
I believe it's going to be very helpful for some people because, you know, I only had one guy's advice and guidance. I think today is a lot more platforms out there like this that you can pick up advice and pick up things. So my real value of today is that other people will benefit from it. And again, Chris, you know, another thing I learned in business, you know, we all learn from somebody. You know, we all learn from somebody saying something or doing something or thinking. And you know, that's how we learn, you know. And my little bit of guidance I had has got me where I am today. So I'm hoping loads of people out there listen to little bits and go, do you know what, I'm going to do, I'll give that a try. Yeah, maybe he's right, you know what I mean? But, you know, I don't wish anybody any harm in you know, running a business and going for success. You know, it's not a bad word. I mean, they you know, unfortunately, we're very much against successful people in the UK. We're changing now, thank God. But, you know, go out there and make it happen. And, you know, don't apologise for being successful or working hard. Just go out there and make it happen.
Charlie Mullins, thank you so very much. So just as a bit of an outro, I'm Chris Grimes. If you watching, listening, would like a conversation about being on this show too, the website for my show is thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. Also, there's very excitingly a new series strand coming very soon to the show, which is called Legacy Life Reflections. It's been there anyway, but I'm making more of a thing of it. And it's to record the story of somebody near, dear, or close to you for posterity using the structure of this show, lest we forget before it's too late, without any morbid intention. But have a look at legacylifereflections.com coming soon. It's all part of the goodlisteningtoshow.com website, imperative anyway. But I've been Chris Grimes. I'll just flash up a QR code of that's where my website is. It's thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. You've been watching also on LinkedIn, but if you're also watching, contact Charlie Mullins or me, Chris Grimes, on LinkedIn, and obviously we'd be delighted to connect with you. Thank you so much, Charlie. You've really, really been worth the chase. I've just thought this conversation was so helpful and so rich and really enjoyable, actually.
Yeah, look, to be honest, Chris, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to, you know, you put your side of things across and it don't mean you're right, but it's worked for you, you know what I mean? And it's not a magic formula, is there? And you, some people might think, what a waste of time he is, you know. They can think what they want, but at the end of the day, you know, I've done what I said I'll do. And that's, you can't take that away with me. So
sitting in the audience that day, I sincerely thought, wow, if you've done that and you've done it and you've sold it for 140 million, you're onto something and you can say what you like, really, because you've done it. During the conference, you said some things which would be a bit Marmite, not to me. I actually thought it was really, I enjoy the Marmite-ness because I think in life, we need to have an opinion. And you've certainly succeeded by having an opinion backed up by a work ethic, is what I think.
Yeah, well, I think that's the point I'm trying to get at, Chris, exactly that, you know, when whatever people think of me, you know, it stacks up what I've just said. It ain't like, you know, dreaming or making out, you know, apprenticeship, sold it 140 mil. That's it. That's the ultimate for me. But maybe there is a new ultimate out there. Maybe it's doing that with two companies.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at thegoodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Brand Strand Founder Stories, for business owners like you to be able to tell your company story, talk about your purpose and amplify your brand.
Together, we get into the who, the what, the how, the why you do what you do. And then, crucially, we find out exactly where we can come and find you to work with you and to book your services. Tune in next week for more stories from The Clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.